Daria Alding of the parents of Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbley were sentenced today to 10 to 15 years in prison. Jennifer and James Crumbley, both convicted of involuntary manslaughter, heard from families of the four students their son killed before they learned their fate. Nicole Beausoleil's daughter, Madison Baldwin, was one of Ethan Crumbley's victims.
Because you decided that you didn't want to parent and listen to your son, you took the right away for me to be a mother.
James and Jennifer Crumbley maintained they couldn't have known what their son was capable of even after getting warnings from the school. Arizona Supreme Court upheld a 160-year-old law which bans almost all abortions. Authorities say a woman who allegedly threw her 9-year-old and infant daughters from a moving SUV on a busy LA area freeway is also accused of killing her partner. They say the woman died by suicide. Hundreds of food service workers at Philadelphia's Wells Fargo Center staged a one-day strike demanding a better contract. This is ABC News. Under a new Environmental Protection Agency rule, more than 200 chemical plants nationwide have reduced toxic cancer-causing emissions. Facilities in Texas, Louisiana, the Ohio River Valley, West Virginia, and the Upper South are included. One day before the case was set to trial, there's a settlement in a Tesla autopilot lawsuit.
The case goes back to the 2018 death of Walter Huang, an Apple engineer who was killed behind the wheel of a Tesla Model X after the vehicle's autopilot system drove the SUV into a barrier at over 70 miles per hour. A National Transportation Safety Board investigation found Huang was likely on his phone at the time of the crash. After recently winning several cases over its autopilot system, Tesla has opted to settle this one. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Some travelers find flying to be rough. The Istanbul airport has a new tool to help those who are anxious. Therapy dogs, two of them, with handlers roaming the terminal. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Mike Fruit, and I've signed my share of commercial deals.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison yesterday.
I think we all in this room share one goal, give everybody a fair shot.